News Talk 1620 WTAW. Starting Monday, work begins on a major change to how traffic will move on Welburn Road in Bryan near the Northgate District. City of Bryan consultant Gary Schott says where Welburn Road intersects with F&B Road in Old College, there will be only one lane of through traffic. Weather permitting, modifications are supposed to be completed before the fall semester move-in of Texas A&M students. Here's more about the evolution of this project from Gary Schott, consultant with the City of Bryan.
About 2 years ago, the city engineer, Paul Casper, asked me to take a look at Welburn Road at F&B and Old College. There just continued to be issues and concerns with a lot of congestion, a lot of delays, people not being able to turn.
There had been some improvements made over the last few years as well.
Well, the one improvement I know was we added the second traffic signal. Previously, I think it was F&B that was not signalized. So we replaced the one signal that was at Old College with a pair of signals, which now cover Old College and F&B. So that was an improvement, but even that was handicapped because we did not have a way to separate left-turning traffic from straight-through traffic, or rather, turning traffic from through traffic. So that signal could only do so much. And, the city engineer asked me to take a look at it as the city's new transportation engineering consultant. And I came up with really three different alternatives out there. Looked at doing a five-lane cross-section, so just restriping the road to five lanes, but because of the existing pavement width, we would have ended up with travel lanes around 10 feet wide. Now, under many circumstances, a 10-foot wide lane is just fine, but we know that we have relatively high speeds out there, better than 45 miles an hour, and there is national research that says if you go to 10-foot lanes when the speeds are that high, we could expect an increase in the risk of sideswipe-type crashes. So we didn't want to do that. Next option was to, still recognizing that there is a very significant bicycle pedestrian need out there. You've got all the apartments along the east side of Welburn. You just got railroad tracks on the other side, and a lot of people ride their bikes and need to ride their bikes. And, congestion, motor vehicle congestion around campus is an issue. So we came up with a concept that would add bike lanes out there, but, still wasn't quite where we needed to be, we thought. And then we came up with this idea of, well, the inside lanes are kind of functioning as turn lanes anyway. Let's just go ahead and formalize that. So that concept was actually developed back toward the end of 2015, but until there was two things. Number one, money, and we have money to do the overlay that gives us the black canvas, if you will, and the restriping and the signs. But also with the construction going on for the diverging diamond interchange there at 60 and 2818, and F&B being an important alternative route, now we have all the things aligning that says, okay, we do need to do this now. There is a bigger picture issue going on, and the decision was made two or three months ago, to move forward with this concept.
It's really going to rock some motorist worlds, particularly those who have been regular commuters working at Texas A&M back and forth, much less the students who spend, up to 4 or 5 years commuting, but particularly the old-timers. It's going to change their world a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. I think a lot of us live in fear of impending inconvenience. And, really, I think, the one thing I think that's going to kind of surprise folks is, well, why'd you take away the lane just to give me back the lane? And the reason for that is if we don't, we form what's called a trap lane. I'm driving along, and all of a sudden I'm in a left turn only lane. It's, oh, gosh, I didn't mean to be here. And now I'm kind of trying to jockey to get over. Or I'm in the right lane, and oh my gosh, all of a sudden I need to be turning left. So by squeezing everybody to a single lane and then giving the lanes back to them in the proper functionality that we want those lanes to provide, better communicates to the driver, hey, something is different. I need to slow down and pay attention a little bit better.
Given the cards that you're dealt, there you just don't have that many options, as you pointed out. If for no other reason, there's no more land to widen Welborn Road.
That is correct. In conversations, Union Pacific Railroad owns up to about 1 or 2 feet from the pavement edge of Welborn Road there on the west side. And in numerous conversations with Union Pacific, they are not selling land. They are just not. There is extra right of way along the east side of Welborn Road north of Old College where some widening could take place. But south of Old College, there is no right of way. The right of way is really at the back of the sidewalk. And for us to widen means we would have to move utilities. We would be getting into people's parking lots, which means we would be taking their parking spaces, which they are required to have by city ordinance. So that damages them, if not puts them out of business and causes the city to buy all of them. Right-of-way acquisition is just a very, very expensive, very painful process. Takes a long time, doesn't make a lot of people happy. And we still also have to move all of the utilities out of the way. And all of a sudden, you're now talking about a very major capital project that could easily be, if you find the money, 3 to 5 years down the road before it happens, and we have a need today. So what can we do with what we have within the space we've been provided?
And I'm guessing the traffic counts still don't justify an immediate decision to widen Welborn south of Old College.
Not at all. In fact, and we've taken numerous traffic counts out there, the throughput of a corridor, Bill, is not really defined by the number of lanes. It's defined by the efficiency of the intersections. So by taking these what are now shared lanes and making them exclusive left turn, right turn, straight through lanes, we can now introduce far more efficient traffic signal timing and phasing plans and easily offset what people would perceive as, by taking a lane away, we're making it worse. I think at the worst, we're going to have parity, but I think we're going to actually see better. Shorter travel times through there. And the biggest thing is we have 24 trains a day that go through there, Bill, on average. And once the train clears, there's a certain amount of time that it takes for the traffic signal system to recover from that. Well, the signal plan timing that's out there now is one plan, 24/7, train or no train, and you don't get much recovery. With this revised lane, with the revised lanes, we can do different traffic signal timing and phasing plans. We can create strategies that allow us to recover from the presence of a train much more quickly than we are now.
Continuing my visit with Gary Schatz, traffic consultant with the City of Bryan, regarding Welborn Road becoming one lane as you go through the F&B and Old College intersections, pick up the conversation about talking about the traffic counts on Welborn Road in that area.
We've done counts north of Old College and south of F&B, covering those two corridors. North of Old College, the 85th percentile speeds, that's the speed at which 85% of the drivers are traveling at or below. So conversely, 15% of people are going faster than that. The 85th percentile speeds range between 47 and 53 miles an hour. So clearly that's why 10-foot lanes are not going to work. 24-hour weekday volume is 17,400.
That's week or per day?
That is a weekday, 24-hour period.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Take that with a grain of salt because we see about, of a 24-hour period, we see about 10% in the morning peak, about 10% in the evening peak, and the other 80% over the remaining 22 hours of the day. So 1,700 vehicles in the peak, and that's not so much for even a two-lane road.
Right.
South of F&B on a weekday, the 85th percentile speeds between 42 and 49 miles an hour, so a little bit slower down there, but still too much for five lanes at 10 foot each. The 24-hour volume does go up, goes to 23,300. You know, that's still 2,300 vehicles in a peak hour. Adding those lanes, I think we're still good there. We did get a game day Saturday. We tried to count when Alabama was in town back in 2015, and our counters messed up. We just, I guess, you know, they were Alabama fans. I don't know. But we didn't get counts, but we did get a count during when WCU was in town on November the 14th of 2015. North of Old College, 17,100. South of F&B, 21,200. So, you know, not as busy as a weekday, but busy enough. And then Sundays are, you know, 11,300 north of Old College and 18,500 south of F&B. So, busy road, but a 24-hour volume that, you know, going to the configuration that we're going to do, doesn't give me pause, doesn't give me concern. The signals will still need be able to do what we do, what we need to do.
Continuing my visit with Gary Schatz, consultant with the City of Bryan, again, the point person regarding changes in the traffic flow on Welburn going through F&B and Old College, where it's going to be one lane of through traffic, and that construction, that modification, begins on Monday, will continue through August 14th.
So the week of July 24th, the contractor is going to mobilize, and he's going to mill off the top inch and a half of pavement on Welburn Road from just about Z Islander down to about Clay Street. And he's going to come back in with an inch and a half overlay of new asphalt. And what that does, Bill, that gives us that fresh black canvas to put down new striping. Because if we tried to go out there and grind up the old and try to put down the new, certain times of day, certain weather conditions, you wouldn't be able to tell one stripe from the other, and it'd just be a mess. And we'd give a lot of misinformation to the traveling public. We need the message to the traveling public to be very clear. You'd be in this lane to do this. You'd be in that lane to do that. And that will occur, it's going to occur daytime, you know, like between 9 and 4. And the contractor will mill off all of the pavement first, and he'll be doing that one lane at a time. So, you know, we'll be scooching people out of the lane where we're working and putting it back in the lane. It's a milled lane, so it's a little bit rougher, but we'll put the little temporary tabs down so, you know, people can say, oh, here's the lane, here's where I need to be. And then they will place the asphalt overlay. So all that's expected to happen the week of the 24th. And then we let it sit for a little bit because we find that if we come back while the asphalt's fresh and try to put down stripe, the tires are still picking up oil, and all of a sudden that bright white and that bright yellow stripe we put down has oil all over it. So we let it sit for about a week, kind of cure out, if you will. And then starting either Monday, August 7th or Tuesday, August 8th, we are going to close Welburn Road to all southbound traffic. Now, you'll be able to get local traffic. We'll be able to go from Villa Maria to Revelry Ranch, but you won't be able to go further south than Revelry Ranch. And then north, and we're going to close all the lanes southbound. And northbound, we're going to close all the lanes except the single outside right lane. So people can still go north, and that'll be from Clay Street up to Reveille Ranch, and then it goes back to a four-lane section. So people northbound will be able to still make a right turn in and a right turn out of side streets, businesses, parking lots, apartments, Old College. And then while that's closed, that's when we're going to do all the restriping, because you really can't do that striping under traffic. You really need to do it where no one's out there, you're dodging traffic or running over your fresh stripe, because it's bad when you put down a new stripe and then somebody tracks through it for several blocks. And at that same time, the traffic signals we modified. Actually, if you've been out there, you might have noticed that there are new traffic signal heads up and positioned, but they're just covered in plastic. They're not ready to be turned on yet. They're bagged in black plastic. They're not ready to be turned on yet. And when the striping is occurring, we will build that little traffic island so that if you're northbound on Welburn or if you're southbound on Welburn, you get in the far right lane, you have to turn on right on F&B. And there's a little traffic island to make sure you do that. The new traffic and signal controller is already programmed, and it's sitting here in the shop on a shelf. And all we do is we go out there and we pull the old controller out with the old timing, and we put the new controller in with the new timing. Turn on the new signal heads, take down the bags, put in the back plates, a little bit of stuff, and we're ready to go. So everything is poised and ready to go. And really what's going to take the longest is laying out the striping and then actually installing the striping. And all the new signs are ready to go too. Those are all made. So we're poised to go. So either, you know, no more than 4 days, the week of August 7th, and that project's done and up and running.
In time for moving in.
Absolutely. We want to get done before move-in starts. We want to get done before graduation, summer graduation.
Anything else that I've missed?
We are going to close F&B between Welburn and Finfeather / Agronomy. The detour for southbound Welburn is going to be Finfeather and then to Agronomy. So you'll do the little ramp at the signal to go from Villa Maria up onto Finfeather. You'll go south on Finfeather. You'll cross F&B where it becomes Agronomy. You'll go through campus on Agronomy. You'll turn left on University. You'll make that right, do the little the right-hand hook up to Welburn, and you're back on Welburn. You go left or right, whatever you want to do at that point.
Anything else?
If they can find alternate routes, please do. Otherwise, please be patient. Please slow down. Please watch for our workers. We want to keep everything safe out there.
Thanks again to Gary Schatz, consultant with the City of Bryan, for walking us through what starts on Monday. It'll be going on for a few weeks as a change in traffic patterns on Welburn Road is going to be done. Going through the F&B and Old College intersections, it'll be one lane through traffic with separate left turn and right turn lanes. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.